T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, let's get to the investigation, because I've heard people raise that topic too about, okay, what really can be accomplished? He's had the FBI look at him 6 separate times. If they had no idea about this, Adam, then absolutely an investigation can have some merit. The guy he's with, go ahead and read his book a little bit. Okay, go ahead and read Mark Judge's book. Now, he comes off as a complete buffoon when he writes things such as, of course a man must be able to read a woman's signals, and it's a good thing the feminism is teaching young men that no means no and yes means yes. That sounds good so far, right? But there's also this ambiguous middle ground where the woman seems interested, indicates, whether verbally or not, that the man needs to prove himself to her. And if the man is any kind of man, he'll allow himself to feel that awesome power, that wonderful beauty of uncontrollable male passion. This guy Judge also said Barack Obama was the first female president. He just doesn't have a streak of feminine in him. In fact, he seems to be a woman, and a feminist one at that, with a streak of man in him. Boy, the well-rounded guy he is. You need to ask other people at the party. You need to look at the notes from the doctor when she talked to the doctor in 2012. To just turn this in only to a he said, she said situation, I don't think advances it. Are we going to have a definitive result where individuals have been swung one way or the other? I'm far from convinced of that. But to act like, okay, because she didn't come forward before, then we just move on, doesn't hold up to me. And I'm not saying yet that I'm convinced that he's lying. Because here's another thing. This is straight out of what Al Franken did. Remember Adam and Lindsay, where Franken had all the women who, not all the women, but it was a huge, wasn't like 50, 60 women who worked with him in SNL to say, great person. Never saw this behavior at all. And Kavanaugh's putting a lot of that out also. To them, he might be a great person. He may have been. That doesn't mean that this did not happen. Let's get to some of the texts. Why are they questioning things that happened many years ago? That doesn't mean he's a sexual predator. When I was a teenager, I did things that I would not be judged by. We are all sinners. So again, it's this idea of what, you know, what took place in high school. Again, foolish things, all of us. I got it. I just wonder how many of these people who are willing to say, foolish thing, high school, why judge him for that? If this particular judge didn't follow your political leanings, would you feel the same way? Because I'm going to call out about 98% of you, you're frauds. Your view is totally decided by where the judge stands or where the accuser stands, because she has admitted she has given money to Democrats. We had this conversation a little bit yesterday. What acts from 35, 40 years ago should come back to haunt someone? A sexual assault, if true, absolutely bears consideration. Getting drunk, acting foolish, no. But to just dismiss it that way, because to me, Adam, it's 98% of the folks are just being partisans in this way. Do you see it any differently?
No, that's pretty good number, sadly.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me get to more here because a bunch came in. Look at the gambling history of Kavanaugh. That is completely irrelevant to this story, to me. Do you think that's relevant at all? Or the fact he hadn't paid for his Nationals tickets? That doesn't seem like something to me. Does you, Lindsay?
Compared to what else could be back there? No. Going back to your, you know, what should you as a teenager deal with 30-some years later?
Yep.
I was dumb with money when I was 17, 18 years old. I got a credit card in the mail, and I used it, and I screwed up my credit, and I'm paying for it now as a 32-year-old. So there are things that you do at 17 and 18 that aren't as serious as sexual assault that you pay for later in life.
Jack, Congress has sunk to a new low. Tell me what the vote was for Ginsburg. Most liberal on the court. She got 93. Yeah, I mean, Clarence Thomas turned into a similar situation, but Scalia and others who Democrats, or I can give you other names, where Republicans didn't agree. Those days have seemingly passed us. And I find it sad. Males taking advantage of women. In this case, this person put white male taking advantage of women. Boys will be boys. The old white boys club. It was just for fun. No matter the outcome, we are still talking about male dominance. Just take a look around. More text. Let the FBI investigate Kavanaugh's lying. He's out. The mom, Kavanaugh's mom was involved in a ruling against the mother on a foreclosure case. I saw that a bunch of places on Twitter. I don't know if it's true. I get how some people would raise that to think this is all made up because of that. I'm going to need to see a little bit more to just believe that. It's he said, she said. Just what is the FBI going to find by asking the same questions as the Judiciary Committee? They're going to have to ask more different people to find out if there's any credibility. Maybe they won't find more. But it doesn't hurt to have that investigation take place. We don't yet have a process of someone to make a serious mistake when they're young and live past it professionally, unless you're the president. Yes, we do. We do. But in certain positions, there is a bar that is awfully high. And I don't think there's a problem with saying a Supreme Court justice is one of those positions. And if it causes people to wait another week or two to make a decision, there's nothing wrong with that in my view. And if it comes out that you really have no idea which side is telling the truth and you're kind of entrenched in your position as you were before, you vote that way. We're going to get back to it with a good reporter from the Washington Post in about an hour. Let's get to Adam in news right now. Okay, let's talk tip credit. This is one we talked about before. When the minimum wage debate continues to rage in this country, the attempt was tried in Minneapolis. The city council member and eventual mayor, Jacob Fry, kind of bounced around on this particular topic. It didn't pass. Lindsay, hang for this one, too, because I want to hear what you have to say here on this topic. In St. Paul, here's where it's at. Because there were protests yesterday. If the city council exempts tip workers in the minimum wage ordinance, where it would go up to 15, they would be paid the state minimum wage, which is $9.65 or $7.87, depending on the business side. If that hourly wage plus tips does not equal to $15 an hour during a shift, employers will be required to make up the difference. The concern becomes for a lot of different businesses where they're having success, where employers where waiters and waitresses are already making well over $15, that why should these individuals get a notable raise, and why should we think that's going to happen without multiple effects taking place? Because what are we seeing right now, Adam and Lindsay? We're seeing more iPads. We're seeing fewer waiters and waitresses. We're going to see if this happens. Guess what? Higher prices. So I'm not against individuals making a decent, livable wage, but we can chew gum, we can walk, we can do two things. There are certain businesses where this makes absolute sense due to their size and success, and there are other businesses where it doesn't. Now, there's an individual quoted here. It says the tip penalty is notoriously hard to enforce in all the states that have it. A tip penalty would leave all tip workers behind. I think that's up to cities. That's up to businesses. That is up to restaurants. To act like every person who owns a restaurant is literally rolling around in money and he or she is just killing it, and they're depriving every waiter, waitress, sounds good, but it doesn't fit the actual truth in many, many cases. In fact, the overwhelming amount of cases. So, yes, we do have people, too many people in this country, who are significantly underpaid. I'm sorry, though, the example I used all the time when my older boys were younger, do I think my kids automatically, when they were 16, 17, 18, and they're working at a fast food place, do I think they should have made $15? Hell no, I don't. So do I think everybody who works at some jobs, it's an automatic of $15? Call me cruel, I don't. There is a value and there is a skill set that you bring. But in restaurants, to have an honest debate about this, as opposed to, wow, the elitists just get to make more of their money and the everyday people don't get to make any. Thanks for the nuance. I find it insulting. So let's look at the businesses, have an adult conversation, stop going back to our corners with a novel concept and see if a tip credit can work. Because I'm for it. Lindsay, you worked in this business for a long time. What do you think?
I think if you continue down the path of not allowing service industry workers to work for their tips, the level of service is going to continue to go down. The people who are good at their jobs work in that industry because they make good money doing it, and they're not going to continue if this is the path we're on.
So you're now mayor of Minneapolis, okay, and you get to replace Jacob Fry. Do you think there should be a tip credit? Do you think there should be an exception for restaurants where they don't have to pay everybody $15 if in that particular business some of these waiters and waitresses are already making $30, $40, $50, and then we can look at the other places where they don't make as much money and accommodations can be made to up those waiter and waitresses' salaries?
Yes, I think lumping all restaurants and service industry members together doesn't make sense, because saying that someone who works as a barista, you know, where tipping isn't generally common, is the same as someone who is, you know, working the lunch shifts in hope of making $50 tips. It's a very different lifestyle.
Carter, to me, that makes sense. What do you think? Where do you stand on the tip credit?
There's also a big difference, too, between, like, corporate-owned restaurants that do much research into, like, where to put the restaurants, and as opposed to, you know, mom and pop, like locally owned restaurants that are not so researched and struggle a lot more, I think, than the corporate ones do.
I'll be blunt in this. I think the further left of the Democratic Party, it just again tries to turn business into the evil empire. It's just too, you know, it's too, some things are in some business, it is disproportionately cruel and absurd what is taking place. Let's shine a light on those individual businesses. But to just go with the broad generalization doesn't work. For me, it just doesn't work. And if you don't think these restaurants are going to react or shouldn't have the ability to react, you're just naive.
Well, and going off of Adam's point, not only is it a very different thing being a locally owned restaurant trying to make it in this market, it also, I think, would discourage a lot of locally owned restaurants. There's a lot of restaurants that were in the process of being opened, and this went into effect, and they're not opening anymore because they look at what they would have to set aside for employees versus what they'd have to set aside if there was a tip credit. And it's a very different thing. And I'll say this. There were a lot of –
Or here are my iPads, right?
So oh, guess, God.
But that's what businesses are going to do if it just doesn't add up.
So Kona Grill at Ridgedale, which obviously is outside of the city of Minneapolis, so it's totally different conversation, but tried those for like 3 months. That's how long they lasted because it was such a disaster. And you're talking about – I know you want to think that – everyone in today's society understands how to use smart technology like an iPad or a smartphone.
No.
That's not the case. And there is a huge divide. And I'm not just saying that it's old people and young people. There's a huge divide as to even what device you're using. Sometimes people hand me an iPhone because I'm a Samsung person. And it's like
– what?
Yeah. It's like reading Chinese.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm pressing. John and I were there one night and – like 8 appetizers came out because the system had sent in more than it was supposed to. And so if you're not paying attention at the moment, it's chaos.
What do you think, Adam? Was she doing that or was she like, hey, let's get the 8 appetizers?
And then go, no, it was the same appetizer
and then,
8
and then
times.
Go, wow, we don't know what to do. And then Adam was there with and said, who am I to say? Who am I to say that she didn't know if the iPad was working? Okay, texts and phone calls on this topic. We'll have time for about 5-6 minutes when we come back. 651-989-9226. Text 81807. Should we have a tip credit or no? Let's just make it $15 for everybody and make it as simple, easy as possible. I think a tip credit is essential. You chime in when we come back. All right, we're going to jump back in because one of the commercials didn't fire. Not a problem at all. Let's take one of the calls here. It's 27 past 1. Bill is in Northfield. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I think I've heard many conversations about this. What needs to happen is my suggestion would be a graduated minimum wage. Like you said, your boys – I mean, those kids, you're starting out, you don't need to get $15 an hour. Now, a mother or somebody like that has been working, that person needs that, you know. And until those kids learn or, you know, I don't know what that would take, but it should be a graduated. It's a simple process, a graduated minimum wage. Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate that. I most people, that's an automatic, Adam. They're not going just from, you know, $8.75 right to $15. They're all doing that. The question is, should restaurants be allowed to have their own unique situation with the tip credit? That's kind of the point that we're talking about right here. Peter is calling in from Eden Prairie. Peter, go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Here's another scenario where I think – we in the U.S. kind of view that it has to work. We're different than the rest of the world. I just happened to have the opportunity to travel over to Europe. And in virtually every country, I was in 5 different countries, you don't tip the servers. If you do, it's maybe just a couple of loose coins that you happen to have. Everywhere else in the world, it seems to work where, you get good quality service, but it's not based on tipping. We don't need to reinvent the wheel here. In Ireland, somebody was insulted when I tried to tip the bartender.
Okay, let me just jump in then. So you're saying then because we would then go to $15 for everyone, and then the businesses right now where they're successful. Lindsay worked at Ocean Air. I'm sure the waiters and waitresses there were making significantly more than they're making at a neighborhood place in cahoots. Where I live. Okay. So what are we going to do about that? Because let me just finish here. Because we're talking about a huge disparity that has been established for decades upon decades that has been a benchmark part of these businesses.
Exactly. And I'm not saying $15. I'm not saying an exact number. What I'm saying is this is already, there are restaurants that are successful and profitable around the world. You don't tip in England, you don't tip in Ireland.
But what I'm saying, you're right. But what I'm saying, now that we have it here, if you're a waiter or waitress at, let's use Gavin Kasem's list, Spoon and Stable and Belcourt, where those individuals are making, I don't know, $30, $40, $50 an hour, a lot of it through tips. So you're now just going to go to them and say, okay, it's $15, or are the businesses going to have to pay them $30, $40 an hour? Where is that money now going to come from that these waiters and waitresses have been earning before?
Absolutely. It's a great question. There's a wonderful quote that says, if you want to upset somebody, change something. You know, you can't have change without somebody's toes getting stepped on.
Thank you, Peter. That's the problem, though, right, Adam? You know, I get it that all businesses don't have to follow the American model. But if that has been part of the calling card, that if you go to great places or the places you think are great, and part of the reason why they are great is because of the quality of the service, if those folks are used to making double or triple, to think they're just going to stay there without anything going on is, I think, a bit naive. Why don't we do this? Because one of the spots didn't play. It just locked up. No problem. Well, we'll break here. So we'll get to traffic, weather, news, and then our friend Jamie Ukas will join us. Jamie does join us. L.A.? Or where are you at?
I'm in L.A., baby.
Nice. Tell people where you went last week.
Well, so actually I've been all over for the last month. Yesterday was my first day back in the office in like a month.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Are you on the lam? Are the authorities looking for you? What's taking place?
I mean, my job a lot of times, you know, takes you out of town. So
yeah.
I was in San Diego for a shoot. I was in Long Beach, which is just south of Los Angeles. And I was up in San Francisco. And then I went to Arizona to shoot some stuff. And then, unfortunately, Senator John McCain passed away. So I stayed in Arizona for a week. Came back, had a little vacation, went to Melbourne, Australia.
Okay, now was this planned? Was this a spur of the moment? You do have the pilot. Did that
exactly.
play?
Exactly.
Okay.
So that, it's wonderful. We went to the airport, and we went, where can we go direct international tonight?
So wait a sec. I packed terribly
this time, by
okay,
the way.
Okay, did you
I don't even know what I was thinking. Like, So first of all, you know, it's like, it's September, so it's warm most places, cool
yeah,
nights.
Right.
So of course, like, throw a jacket in, but maybe some sundresses. I thought I put a bathing suit in my bag. No bathing suit. So I don't know how I did that. Thought I threw in some sweaters for over, you know, tops to like be able to change
right.
out quickly. I usually pack smartly in these situations so that, you know, you can interchange things.
Because I overpack. I've got a giant piece of luggage that I've had for too long. And if I go on a trip of any time, it comes down and people look at me going, are you moving here? I go, no, I like to bring a lot of stuff.
No, the thing about this is when you fly standby, which is what we did, you can't check a bag.
Sure.
And I generally speaking, I'm good anyway. Like when I've traveled, even like in the last year, I had to go to Hawaii for work. I only brought a backpack.
Really?
Like I've got
you're very, that's down. Good. That's a good system then.
I think I was so discombobulated of like, I don't know where we're going. And it's an odd time of the year.
So here's what I heard.
I packed, and then I took stuff out, and then apparently I didn't put stuff back in, and it was a disaster.
I heard it came down to Wilmer or Melbourne.
True.
Yes.
That's so true. Yep, 100%.
So when you're actually there, okay, what other places, and it, by the way, the trip does deserve it.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's in other words, I'm encouraging people to have a relationship with a pilot, with a flight attendant, somebody that has this sway. You know, maybe that's why maybe on Tinder or on Match or various dating sites.
Did you see the study that came out not long ago that 1 in 50 couples met on an airplane?
No, I didn't see that.
Yes, it was like a big study came out, and it's 1 in 50 people because you end up sitting next to someone, and if you hit it off and you're chit-chatting and whatever, 1 in 50 people go on to have a relationship. Now,
it's
a high number.
That is a high number.
Don't you think there should be a dating app for people to meet on an airplane?
Yeah, it should be like when you get on the plane, if you'd like to register for whatever the phone thing is. you know, and you get to know people.
Now, exactly.
How close people want to get to know each other, that's a separate sort of situation.
Exactly. That's a totally different situation.
So it came down to Melbourne and where else?
So I have a good friend who works for CBS who lives in London. She was going to be home, would let us crash with her. So it was between London, Melbourne, and Singapore.
Wow.
Yes.
I just talked to a friend of mine who traveled, this is about 3 weeks ago, and he traveled to Singapore often. He loves it. Thanks, it's a
great
place.
We almost went, but it was one of those situations where because you're flying standby, we kept looking at what seats were still available and who had seats, you know, potentially in business class or an open row. So we were trying to play a numbers game on the plane.
And Melbourne
was much easier because it's their springtime and people weren't traveling as much.
Well, that's just going to ask, are you then banking on the fact that these cities are of such size, we're going to find a place? You mentioned London with your friend, but
yeah,
Singapore and Melbourne are massive places. You're going to find something that's pretty good. Now, are you then on the flight paying for, you know, to get online and you're setting it up as you're flying?
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, I luckily because I travel so much, I usually have internet access. I have a code that I can use on these flights. So
could you give me that code right now just between us?
Happy to, except only two devices are allowed. And so my iPhone and my iPad are both the two devices. So
right now it's way too expensive to pay for the internet.
It is. And you
it's
know what?
Ludicrous.
Even when you pay, there have been times with work, like let's say it's an airline I don't have a pass to. It's A, it's ridiculous to pay, and B, it's just not good.
No, that's
Every
it.
Every time I've had to pay, it's like I get halfway through the email I need to write or the setup of whatever, and it crashes.
It knocks you off. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Is
and I don't get it.
It's what? GoGo is the one that...
Yeah, that's that one.
A lot of places, and I got to be honest, GoGo, you stink.
Most of them do.
Yeah, you're too expensive. Okay, now you get to Australia. What was great about it?
I have to say, I've been to Sydney because my cousins lived in Sydney for 10 years, and so I had been there, and I loved it there. So going to Melbourne, what I found very different is it was so diverse, and the food was, like, amazing. There were so many restaurants and so many different cultures that had kind of, it was like, you know, an Asian influence on the Italian restaurant. It was like crazy different flavors of things and very fun. We also got to see kangaroos in springtime. So there were lots of little joeys in the pouches.
Okay. Did you learn kind of some of the phrases?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, some of them, right?
Yeah.
She'll be apples. I mean, she'll be okay.
I did not know that.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I like that.
I like that, too. And, of course, good day. I kind of adopted this from my cousins. It's just, no worries.
Yeah, no worries.
No worries.
Yeah,
no
worries. I like no worries. I work that in.
I love a flat white.
I have
no
idea.
Coffee with, like, heavy milk.
Oh, okay.
It's not a latte. There's no foam. It's just a lot of milk. So, but I like one. So they call it a flat white.
Have you tried going to a place in L.A. and said, like, a flat white?
You know what's hysterical? There are a couple Australians that have come over here that have started coffee shops, and you will occasionally see a flat white on the board.
Oh, well, that's good, right?
Yeah, so it is a thing. Because there's lots of Australians that have immigrated to Los Angeles,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah. Okay, length of flight to Melbourne?
15:50 going, 14:10 coming back.
Well, that's some length.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a haul. But I really wanted to feel like we got away somewhere. I truly felt like we got away. I didn't check my phone. The time change had me all goofed up. So I really felt like I got a nice little break. I feel rested. I feel good. I slept a lot on the plane. So yeah, it was good.
Awesome. Okay, so work-wise, you jump back into it. What have you been working on?
So I went to Arizona. We're putting together some education pieces, and I'm sure people, if they watch CBS News, may remember that last spring, before all the rallies happened, we went to Arizona to talk to teachers about teacher pay, and
yes,
they are the lowest in the nation.
Right.
Then before summer break, there were tons of rallies at the state capitol in Phoenix. Thousands of teachers turned out. The governor did this huge, like, oh, hey, we're going to give everybody a 20% raise.
Right, and it sounded really good. Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we went back to see what that actually means. So next, I believe it's next week, we're going to be airing the piece to show people that in actuality, it's not 20% each year. It's 5%, 5%, 10% in some districts.
Okay.
Some districts are 10%, 5, 5. It's not guaranteed after the 3 years. 10% of a raise, even when they're making $38,000 a year after taxes. Many of these teachers have not been able to quit their second job. And so we start investigating some of the, what school districts are doing, because the state does need to attract and keep younger teachers. So what are they doing to do that if they, if the state can't, is not raising taxes and is not raising revenue to be able to pay the teachers what's considered a middle income wage? What else can they do? So we found some districts doing some kind of interesting things that we'll share with you in a week.
So I believe I have this right, that Governor Ducey in Arizona is up for election.
Yeah.
Is he being accused of not living up to his word on that?
The teachers feel that way. I think, you know, what's interesting is that so many people within the media, too, and I will take fault for this, is that you hear the plan is a 20% raise. It's a three-year plan. You report it, and, you know, then the cameras go away.
Yeah, right.
Right. And then
you move on.
To get into the nitty gritty of what this really meant. I think the teachers know. The teachers even told me, you know, what's really hard is that people come up to me and go, oh, I'm so glad you're getting paid now what you deserve. And they're like, well, we're making now like $41,000 a year instead of 38.
Well, the stories that we see all the time are the individual teachers and how much money they're spending out of their own pockets.
Of course, yes.
For their classrooms to be up to speed, and that is just embarrassing.
Well, the other thing that really concerns me, having gone back, is there are a number of teachers that said, oh, I'm not, this is my last year. And they've been named like the number one teacher in their district or, you know, even in the state, like they've gone on to the state level of, you know, in the top 10 of teachers. And they're not coming back to teaching because they can make more money in real estate or you know, some of the manufacturing jobs that are headed there and other things that they're like, forget it, I'm getting out of education. And that concerns me because I know I'm only in my job because of Terry Caruso at Maple Grove Senior High School.
I'm told you drove this individual out of teaching. That's what I heard. It was just like,
maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was my brother.
Yeah.
But, you know, because she had me and then she had to have my brother. And I think that was just.
Was he more of a pain in the butt than you?
Well, so, you know, I think this is true of most siblings. Like, I was the one that was extremely studious, did all the work, got my homework in on time. No, but I couldn't take a test to save my life.
Oh, okay.
Like, yep. I was terrible at test taking. My ACT score was abysmal. My brother never got his homework done, was always last minute, procrastinated on everything, but somehow could sit down, take the test, and get 100%.
Yeah. Which probably drove you nuts, right?
It drove me. It's so. Can you hear the anxiety?
I heard that there.
It's still upsetting to me.
We have to go. I'm glad you're back. Next time, if you want to, you know, take myself, Lindsay, and just go somewhere to Singapore.
I actually, you guys, I'll be back in Minnesota in early October, so I would love to see you.
Lindsay, is that as good as Jamie taking us to Singapore as we get to see her? I mean,
I'll bring you a flat white.
I'm always down for coffee.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you, Lindsay.
Overrated coffee. Not seeing you, but coffee overrated. We got to go.
Bye.
See ya. Jamie in LA. Check out her work coming up, including that nice report or that interesting report on the finances and teaching and what's taking place in Arizona and elsewhere. 153 Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to install the last roof you'll ever need with GAF Asphalt Shingles. It's another one of our conversation series, this one on healthcare. It comes up this Thursday. It's 9 a.m. to 6. All sorts of topics, all sorts of guests. Cambria Gallery, so 7th and 2nd. You can get a flu shot from Walgreens, blood pressure screenings, and listen to content again this Thursday beginning at 9 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.